Okay.
You're saying I can start? In a world where it seems like there are too many podcasts, now there is one more podcast for you to completely ignore, because I've seen how many viewers we have. I mean, listeners.
Viewers.
Even my mom has a podcast. Hi, I'm Vaughn Fry, and joining me is...
Mom.
And today we're going to talk about what?
Stuff.
Stuff and the things that happen between it, right?
That's right.
Okay, so you've had an eventful past week.
We have. We visited Bentonville, Arkansas.
You're about to say Arizona, home of aren't you?
Walmart.
And you call it?
Well, my mother-in-law calls it Walmart.
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 And she says it because?
Because why?
She's German.
Yeah, she's from Germany. So she pronounces things interestingly.
Did you tell her about your podcast?
No, I don't think she understands podcasts. I barely do.
Okay. You think you understand it? Because I don't think you do.
I don't think I do. So I know she wouldn't.
I've been watching a few series and movies and things in the past week. I watched Creed 3.
Was that good?
It's the first half of it, I'm like, hey, this is the best one yet. And then it's like, oh, man, you had to go and make that guy the bad guy. Because there was a new guy introduced, and he tied into Adonis Creed's past.
Yes.
And then it was like, oh, but it was a setup, and he arranged all this stuff to get a title shot. He's actually the bad guy. Ooh. I'm like, oh, come on. It would have been way more interesting if you were kind of rooting for the new guy to beat the hero. Because Rocky's not beyond losing, but they won't let Adonis Creed lose. It's ridiculous.
Oh, sorry. You were disappointed.
Even when someone is beating him, they end up like violating the rules of the fight and it gets disqualified. It's like there's always something to stop him from losing.
So what would you rate the movie?
Probably 2.5 out of 4. People don't like me rating things out of 4 stars.
Why?
Because a lot of people rate things out of 100.
Or 5.
Or 10. Or 5. But Roger Ebert... reviewed things out of 4 stars. The TV Guide reviewed things out of 4 stars. I'm reviewing things out of 4 stars. Deal with it.
Okay.
When it comes to movies. And I don't give any kind of star rating to a series like Seinfeld or Hey Dude or Doug or Rugrats.
Or Outlander.
I don't think it's very hard to review and assign a score to a show that is still in production. So I just kind of don't like going that route with that. And then even if you have seen every episode, like the last episode of Seinfeld's kind of the worst episode. But I feel like they purposely made it the worst episode on purpose. Like they thought that'd be a fun troll thing. And this is in what, 1998, before trolling the internet was a thing. So it was a little ahead of its time. That's just my thoughts on that. And I had a scary situation. I was watching Terminator 2 Judgment Day. And then I went to the bathroom, threw the remote on the bed. I come back in, the TV's all, and they go, and it's like, and it shows the ring, the girl climbing out of the well. And I'm like, oh, no. And then I like run over to the remote because what happened was I was watching Netflix and it pushed some button and it started playing like the next thing on my list or whatever.
And it was the ring.
And it was queued up on the ring on the scary tape part, you know, when Naomi Watts is watching the tape. So the TV looked like it was messing up and the girl's going to climb through the TV.
I bet you were a bit scared.
Yeah, it was pretty frightening.
Did you scream like a girl?
No, I was like, oh, no.
Oh, I bet he's that was about like a girl. Like it.
Then, and the day before that, there was a big snake got in the garage.
A big snake.
Doing some lawn work. So here's the thing. This snake was probably 8 feet long. It's called a black rat snake. It's not venomous, but it's the biggest snake in the United States.
It had a big mouth and head.
I got some pictures of it. I did try to call animal control, but they turn in at 4 p.m.
So what happens if you have an animal problem at 5?
You wait. So I was looking at it. It was looking at me. I was on the phone with the police. They said you could call 911 and get a police officer out there to deal with them. I'm like, oh, look, I don't think they really are expertise in snakes. I don't want anybody getting hurt possibly, but this is a very large snake. They're the biggest snake in, at least America, maybe North America, but they're not venomous. They're black on the top.
Still hurts if they bite you.
They look rather boa constrictory. On the back and the bottom's white, and you'd probably prefer not to get bit by them. And the bad thing was, Just like 5 minutes earlier, I was introduced to the neighbor's super cute dog, a teacup Yorkie.
Tiny.
Named Chip. And he is pretty much white with a little bit of black in places. And these teacup Yorkies, I usually see they're black and caramel, you know, caramel, tan, brown sort of color in there. But this was different. So I hope he's okay. You said you saw him playing outside,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, he's still with us.
With us?
Well, I saw his dad, and I'm pretty sure his dad was out walking, let him go to the restroom. So.
Oh, the restroom outside. So there's not really a room.
Well, potty outside. How's that?
Okay, that's something. All right.
A lady told me once that I worked with, she was from England. She said if you say going potty like all of us girls do, it really, in England, it means going crazy. Potty means going crazy.
They have a few words that are really frowned upon, like spastic or saying someone's a spaz. That's like super controversial there. That's like the F-bomb of which one gets canceled for, but not the one one should get canceled for.
Oh.
It's like a major slur. It's like you're making fun of people who have epilepsy or something, or it's
we shouldn't say spaz. That's not very nice.
Not very nice, you say?
Not very nice.
Well, I want to talk about something for, you know, we kind of try to shine a light on a product, don't we?
We do.
And this week, I want to talk about Sticker Mule. They are a company that makes your personalized stickers for various occasions. I've been using them for a few years now. I am passing out stickers at comedy shows or mailing them to people, you know, for extortion reasons.
No, you're not.
They have glitter stickers. They have die cut stickers, round stickers. I got you a special sticker.
You did for our Lance.
Your Lance travel trailer. And what does the sticker say? It's a vinyl sticker for decal for like a vehicle. What's it say?
It says Lil Squirt.
And that's the name of your trailer.
It is. I wanted to name it Squirt, and Dad said, well, maybe Lil Squirt. And so that's what we went with. He still doesn't like it.
Yeah.
I don't ever get to name anything. All the guys name the cars.
And
the
here are some simple square stickers, but they're full color. They look really nice, bright, vibrant. And I think they hold up pretty well because I put a sticker on one of those Yeti Rambler tumblers, and it still looks okay.
Great.
I mean, like, and it can, you know, weather some storm. And those say,
even my mom has a podcast.
And there's a picture of me and a blurred out picture of you because you didn't want to be in a photo.
And it looks good.
Okay.
Really good. They do a great job.
All right. So what else do we have going on? Do you have some items in the news or do you want to talk about your hanging out with Oma?
I want to say, give a shout out to the Supreme Court of the United States today because they did a good thing. There was a major victory for Native American tribes. The Supreme Court ruled for their adoption ruling, so our Native American families can stay together. And
what do you mean adoption ruling? Thing. They weren't allowed to be adopted?
No, it's
they couldn't adopt kids?
They are trying to keep the children with their tribes and with their Native American
so where's the adoption
and ancestors. Because that way, that keeps our Native Americans tribe strong. And you know how you were in a movie once where they were trying to take a child from the Native Americans and make them American and all the white ideas.
Okay, but they weren't doing that anymore.
Yes, they still kind of tried to do it, son. So this was a good ruling against
that. So they just
say
we're kidnapping the kids and we're going to adopt them?
It could be that way. So what was the name of the movie I'm talking about?
The Only Good Indian.
With Wes Studi.
Is apparently an adopted Indian.
I'm
saying it's the title, The Only Good Indian.
Yeah.
Is an adopted Indian, maybe.
No,
what do you think
not.
It is?
That's not good. So,
you don't think so?
No.
What do you think they're going with the title?
That's what white people would say about an Indian, and it's not a good thing.
Okay, whatever. You don't understand.
Okay.
All right. Do you have any other news items there?
Ivanka Trump wished her father...
happy birthday?
Yeah, but it was... Oh, what did they say? I can't find it now. Talk about something else, and I'll look for it. She said something like... The best birthday you deserve, or I'm wishing you the birthday you deserve, or something like that.
Sounds a little threatening, don't
it? Yeah, it does. double-sided sword there.
Yeah, that's something.
I think that's about it for me. You want me to do a trivia question for you?
Fine.
Dun, dun,
is
dun.
This a quote or what is yep. this? Quit with the quotes.
This is our quote. Acting in a sitcom or a comedy movie is like a comedy routine with the setups.
Is this Jerry Seinfeld?
No.
Drew Carey?
Nope. One more guess.
Why? How did I know there was only going to be three guesses?
Because I make the rules as I go.
Okay. So somebody with a comedy routine on a sitcom.
Someone you like.
And so that's a stand-up comedian. Is this Bill Cosby?
Nope. Now you're, what, 3-1.
I didn't want to play this game. Bill Burr.
Burr, sorry.
He doesn't have a sitcom.
Well, he's been in sitcoms. He's been acting.
I'm not sure if he... Okay, so here's the thing. Back in 1995, there was a rush to try to make Friends clones, okay?
Uh-huh.
And ABC assembled a Friends clone. And it was called Townies, and it took place in Boston, and it was a vehicle for Molly Ringwald.
Cool.
However, every single person on that short-lived, I think it lasted one season show, had a bigger career post the show than Molly Ringwald. Uh-huh. It had Jenna Elfman from Dharma and Greg.
Yeah.
It had Bill Burr.
It had
this guy who was the coach on the football show Friday Night Lights, I think. Or maybe it was a different guy. Actually, there's two guys that look like that. Maybe it's the guy who's in Office Space, but you guys know who I'm talking about. It had the maid from Two and a Half Men.
Yep.
It had, like, everybody, and Molly Ringwald disappeared into the ether, I guess.
I really liked her, too.
She was considered the biggest movie star for, like, 3 months back in, like, 1986 or something.
She had her moment in the sun.
Yeah. Okay, so I've got a little bit of news for you here. This is... Sorry, fans. Avatar 3 will no longer release as planned. It's getting kicked back a year.
Aww.
I'm not sure if this is a writer strike thing.
What's Avatar 3 going to be about?
Well, first they go to, like, basically the rainforest, right?
Right.
Then they have to go underwater. So naturally they have to go to probably the desert.
Oh, okay.
Or clouds.
Your Oma, or that's what he calls his grandmother that we stayed with last week, does not understand Avatar at all.
Why would she?
I tried to explain it to her.
Why would you?
Dad
tried
to explain
it to her. Why were you bringing that up?
Because she's curious about it.
What are these blue things?
Yeah.
Is that what she's asking?
Pretty much.
She sees a commercial for this?
I don't know. She watches, you know, they have, she watches Netflix and all this stuff and wonders about these things.
It's not on Netflix.
I don't know. What do they have? They have new...
If they
Hulu
have Disney Plus,
Lulu
then she can watch that. It's Hulu, not Lulu.
I know.
Okay, I don't believe it's on Hulu. It's probably on Disney Plus. But the problem is that she's just going to get too confused. So keep your omas away from Avatar. I think my mom barely understood what was happening. Is that right?
That's right.
Okay, so that movie's being pushed back a full year. It was supposed to come out...
I don't think anything
December
should come out
and
while they're
be
on strike.
Why?
Because they need to be showing support to the writers.
Well, here's another thing to consider. There's a Pixar movie coming out, I think this week, I think, sometime soon. I've seen one or two ads. It's called Elemental, and it's...
I saw the previews.
Pixar's first rom-com, which I don't think is an actual description.
Well,
there.
It kind of is a rom-com.
Don't they have several rom-coms if we're playing fast and loose with the rom-com?
Little Mermaid?
Look, the Pixar recipe is always the unseen world of toys, bugs.
The elements.
The elements, your thoughts and feelings, right? All that's always how they do things. $200 million budget.
Dang.
No stars.
Dang.
The closest you have... to a recognizable star is the mom from Home Alone in a tertiary role. Everybody else is like an unknown.
Well, I'm glad they hired unknowns.
Disney is pricing themselves. Okay, I don't mind having a bunch of unknown veteran voice actors doing the voices instead of celebrities doing, like, not a voice but sounding kind of like themselves, or especially if they have an unrecognizable voice.
Right.
But it doesn't need to cost $200 million if that's the case.
Well, maybe
movies cost
$200
million because you're paying the celebrities too much. So what they've done is they priced themselves out of animation is what they've done. Mm. So they've got a serious problem there. this is going to bomb hard. It's going to cause everything else to get delayed, and they're going to question what the heck they're doing. You got the Indiana Jones coming out soon. You going to watch that?
I saw the previews of that, too. The previews look good.
Okay, what do you think happens in it?
Lots of exciting things.
Do you think Indiana Jones gets to whip anybody?
Probably. He likes his whip.
When a problem comes around, he must...
whip it. Whip it good.
Do you think he will?
I don't know. Oh, I thought of something else I was going to talk about.
Oh, but you have a giant notepad, and there's nothing on it. That's weird.
I know.
Isn't that strange how that happens?
There's a few things on it. Oh, I know what. Your father and I watched The English. That was pretty good.
Is it about an English person?
Yeah, Emily Blunt, and I don't know what the Native American's name was, but he was hot.
So he didn't have a shirt on?
I don't know if he ever had his shirt off or not. He was hot, period.
Are you saying you don't know if he ever put a shirt on?
I don't know. I can't remember.
So
it's good. Starts out a little slow, got really good.
Why is
good,
it called
very
The English? Emily Blunt is English.
Yes.
But
and the English come to America.
She frequently speaks with a, you know, convincing enough American accent, I think, that it helps her, you know?
Mm-hmm, but she...
like, have you ever... I don't think anyone has ever seen a movie in which Catherine Zeta-Jones talks in her native accent.
I know, I was
Wales.
So surprised when I saw her. I think it was on The Tonight Show. I was
yeah,
just,
when she talks on The Tonight Show.
Believe it.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's kind of like, huh, that's weird. She has to be everything else but that, you know, when she's in a role, right?
Yep, they do so good.
And we also have that Batman, basically the new Batman movie, The Flash, coming.
Why is it called the, why do you think it's the new Batman movie?
Well, it has at least two Batmen in it.
Okay.
It has Michael Keaton. You remember him?
Yep.
He doesn't really look too bad.
I
He's in
Batman.
His 70s.
Is Michael Keaton though, says I'm Batman?
They all say I'm Batman.
Okay.
In some way. He also says, you want to get nuts? Let's get nuts. He does that again because it's supposed to be what they call member berries. Like, hey, I remember when he said that. Remember when he said that to Jack Nicholson? And then he got shot?
No, I don't remember it.
He was Bruce Wayne, and he was, like, trying to intimidate the Joker, and the Joker just shot him. But he had a serving tray under his shirt, and that stopped the bullet.
Well, that's smart.
Yeah. Well, if you sure hope that he aims there instead of your face.
Or your neck.
Or
your
hand
groin.
Or anywhere else. Anywhere yeah. that doesn't have a serving tray covering.
It'd be
right?
bad.
Yeah. So do you want to go see that?
Yes, I do. I will go see that with you.
All right. I've got one last news item, and this I just saw. This is interesting. Astronaut spotted on church carving dating back to 16th century. Check that out. That is an astronaut.
Oh, that's fake.
There is no question that's an astronaut.
Let me see.
Don't touch the phone. You're going to push something.
Is it Italy?
I don't know where. I just saw it.
It's fake.
It says Reuters fact check something.
They need to.
The carving was carried out by...
Fred.
I mean, people have been looking at this for people have noticed it for a while. According to Reuters fact check. Let's type the Reuters fact check. So an astronaut was not carved into cathedral wall in 1600s. Well, was it slightly sooner? I mean, because...
like last week?
Restoration work was in 1992, but so did someone add an astronaut to a restoration work?
Yes. Those sneaky people.
Social media users who realized that the astronaut was added in 1992 posted comments on the post such as, stop misleading people with such... So then why would you... you know, clearly the article was designed to mislead you then, if that's the case.
Well, it misled you.
Why would they add this in a restoration thing?
Well,
like,
you
hey,
know,
why are you carving an astronaut into the church wall there?
I thought they were supposed to clean things up, make them look like they did before instead of changing things, not renew.
Put things where they were, right?
Not redo, but restore. Restore should mean make it
renovate.
Like it was.
There's a renovation. Is new, restoration is make the old look new, right?
Well, I guess they thought they needed a spaceman.
Is it like, look, one day the people come in here, they're going to be in spacesuits, so we need something they can relate to.
They'll feel welcome.
Everybody's going to have their spacesuit on, right?
Right.
We had that forest fire thing happening. You didn't notice any smoke in Arkansas, did you?
No, but we're supposed to have smoke here in Kansas maybe the end of the week, which is probably tomorrow or the next day, maybe this weekend.
I'm kind of looking forward to it. You get some really neat looking photography out of it. You know,
sunrise,
kind of post-apocalypse looking kind of stuff. Everything looks orange. That's a good look.
Usually.
Everything smells like barbecue. Where was that fire started at?
It's in Canada, unfortunately. They're really having a hard time getting it out.
Do you think Canada deserves to burn down?
No, I do not.
Why not?
Because nobody deserves to have forest fires.
Okay. I mean, maybe they don't.
Smokey the Bear?
Look, Smokey the Bear is American. They don't have Smokey the Bear telling them not to have forest fires.
Well, they need to get them a Smokey the Bear campaign.
Do you think that they then have something else? Like, look, we can't afford Smokey.
It's probably a squirrel.
We have a squirrel that says, look, guys, just choose not to burn stuff. Sorry. And a boot. You know, they say things like that. Sorry, kids.
You've been to Canada before.
Yeah.
That's the only other country you've been to.
The first guy we ran into there was the most Canadian accented guy in the world. And he said, what is he, a Mountie or something? Or
yeah, when we crossed the border.
He's like, can you firewood? And Dad's like, what? And I'm like, I understood. He's like, any firewood? And it's like, I'm like, look, it's firewood. And he's like, we don't have any firewood. Okay, there you go. You know, it was weird. but then after that, people didn't sound that Canadian. It was weird watching everybody pay with Monopoly money in cafes to use Wi-Fi.
It was fun.
That was weird.
We went on this road called, was it called the Bear Road?
It was called Bear Road.
And I mean, it was like bears popping up everywhere. It's like Disneyland.
Black bears, they were ready for their photo op.
It was crazy.
Their candy or whatever else.
I've never seen so many bears in one place.
No, I haven't either. Not even a zoo, really. Usually, like, you see the grizzly in the pit, you know, when you go to the zoo.
One big bear.
And that's
bear.
If he wants to be seen, right? Things like that.
Right.
But this was, I don't know, dozens?
It was hilarious how many bears just kept popping up on the side of the road, running down the side of the road.
That was Bear Road.
It was. They were not kidding.
Not kidding? Now, I gave you a fidget thing, but you put it back.
I'm still playing with my pen.
You're playing with your pen this time. They make these fidget things now that are like bubble trays, and you pop all the bubbles, you put them back, you pop them back and forth. It's almost like a mini silicone ice cube tray. What do you think of that? You need a popper?
No, I don't need a popper, but I did buy one today. I bought an ice cube tray that's like a popper. You just pop one out.
Yeah,
at a time.
But they're kind of, I looked at that. I was like, am I going to let her fidget with that? They're a little noisy because it's the big popper, essentially, is what it is. And it was weird how poorly this thing was labeled. We just got it at Walmart this afternoon, and it's got a picture of a brick wall on the packaging, and then below that it says ice cube tray.
It makes hard ice, I guess. I don't understand what they were doing with the brick wall.
No, but it could have said fidget toy too, you know, and put it in the toy aisle, right?
They're neat. They're real flat. So I bought it for our travel trailer.
We know
trailer.
Somebody who is behind the fidget spinner in some way, right?
Who?
Ryan, your nephew.
Oh, yeah. He works for Walmart.
No, he doesn't work for Walmart. He works for a
toy company. And he discovered the fidget spinner.
And he put the fidget spinner in Walmart.
Yes.
So he discovered the fidget spinner, and I guess he was paid handsomely for that.
He's your cousin.
I said he's your nephew. What do you think that makes him to me?
Your cousin.
I could have said my cousin. I said your nephew. I was trying to be considerate and include you in the conversation.
Well, thank you, sir.
Oh, yeah, that was sarcasm, right?
Yes.
But we went to Walmart today and we got that and other things for your trailer, which has a lock that has to get filed down, which I think is funny because right now you got it sitting in a lot, but the two adjacent trailers don't have locks on them.
Well, ours does.
They're bigger trailers and they don't have locks and yours has a tiny little master lock. You're not satisfied with that. But my thinking is, everybody's going to want to rob the bigger ones. They're bigger. They must have better stuff.
Ours, it's nicer, though.
They're bigger. They have no lock. You don't really need a security system at your house if your neighbor always keeps his door open. No?
It's like my sister-in-law told me that she doesn't mind hiking with me because she can run faster than me. So if we see a bear, she's not worried. And that's sweet of her.
Do you think she listens to the podcast?
She might now.
They just got back from Alaska.
Yep.
An Alaska cruise.
Yeah.
The old people, they some reason they have to go to Alaska. It's a immigration thing. I don't know.
I like to go. I've been to Alaska a couple times. It's a pretty cool place.
Do you think they saw much ice?
In Alaska? Yes.
In summer?
Yeah, you see, when you go on a cruise to Alaska, I think all year long you see some glaciers, ice floating around. It's pretty neat looking.
I did watch that show I was telling you about, and I wanted you to watch it, and you haven't watched it yet, Jury Duty.
Yes, I think I told you about it first.
You might have.
Yep.
I know I'd seen some ad about it. I'm like, wait a minute. So they want us to think this is real, but that's James Marsden. I know who that is. But he's playing himself. In fact, everybody in this courthouse is playing a character except one guy. It's like a multi-week practical joke on one guy.
Haven't you been there somewhere, though, and you see somebody and you think, man, they look like they could be somebody, but you don't know if they are or not, and you're not going to say, hey, are you so-and-so that's famous?
If this guy had watched Parks and Rec, he might have recognized a guy that I think he was in Parks and Rec, may have gave Leslie Knope a hard time or something. But I recognized him. Other people I don't recognize from stuff. In order to do this, you have to be not recognized. There was a show called, it wasn't like Average Joe or maybe Joe Schmo or something like that. But I think it was a reality fake dating show. And I think Kristen Wiig was in the first season before anybody knew her. Kristen Wiig and one of the guys that was on Castle, Esposito.
Oh, I like him.
They were on this show. And you had to be an unknown actor in order to be able to pass as not an actor, you know, for the people.
Right.
But in this case, it's one guy being faked out over the course of, I don't know, 8 weeks.
How many episodes is there?
There's 8 episodes. Okay. And they did a lot of things to set this guy up to think certain things and bring certain things up. The first episode is so funny. The rest of them are fine, too. My favorite character is Toby. I think his name's Toby. And he sort of invents impractical things and impractical wearables. And I really like his attitude and like just how quiet he is. He's a good character. Some of them, it's a little too obnoxious for you to think are real people in some way. But they test this guy. They try to get him to say certain things and see how he would react and everything. So I think you guys will enjoy that. I expect you to watch that at some point. It's on Prime Video.
It's called Jury Duty.
It does say something about Freevee on there, which is a free video streaming service from Amazon, but it has ads. Now, most of the time when you see something on Amazon that is available on Freevee, you get a ton of ad breaks, and they're super obnoxious. There's no way around it. And if you skip forward, they show you all the ad breaks, and it's really bad. It's almost like, hey, we're going to also move it to Amazon Prime for you guys to not watch with the ads. So you don't get any ads if you watch Jury Duty.
Good.
And that was one of the better shows of sorts I've seen in quite a few months. I'll tell you that much.
Well, we need to get going because I've got to get the lasagna in the oven.
Well, I like to get up to 30 minutes an
episode.
Aren't
we at 30 minutes?
We're getting close. We're at 28. So you're going to talk about your lasagna and you're going to like it.
Well, I've made my own recipe for lasagna.
Look at me. I make my own recipe. I'm too good to get the cardboard box out of the freezer and undo the foil and pop it in the oven and wait for an hour.
Those lasagnas aren't bad, but I think mine's pretty good. I make a cream sauce instead of the cottage cheese stuff.
We get all of the items. We got Parmesan cheese on top.
Yeah, and
along
mozzarella.
With mozzarella.
And
mozzarella.
A cream sauce in the middle. And lots of meat.
Sausage and
lean hamburger meat.
Is it Rao's or Rao's
sausage?
Sauce.
I think it's Rao's sauce. So I use bottled sauce, but it's really good sauce.
So mostly fresh ingredients, right?
Pretty good stuff. You like it?
I don't particularly like lasagna. I'm not Garfield.
I love lasagna.
But I think this is not bad, though. I'm not really too keen to do the, you know, have it for leftovers. But your other son, Tyler, will do it for leftovers, right?
I think it tastes the same when you have leftovers of lasagna.
He'll eat about anything. He'll complain about it, and then he'll eat all of it. Like, while you were gone, you got a package from the RV people.
Yeah, they sent us two really nice cups. What are they called? Like
tumblers, yeah. Insulated tumblers.
Insulated silver tumblers. And they were full of cookies. And we got home, and I said they could eat the cookies. Well, you guys ate the cookies.
Well, I opened it because it said food item, no preservatives, open immediately. I put one in the fridge, one sleeve of cookies in the fridge. The other one, I had one. I'm like, hey, Tyler, we got some cookies. You want to try one? He's like, okay. And then I'm like, what'd you think of it? And he's like, nothing to write home about. And then the next thing I know, he ate all of them.
Well, he must have liked them.
Does he claim he doesn't like them and then eats them? Because that could take the experience away from somebody who did like them.
Well, I think I got you guys spoiled because my cookies are really good.
But all right. Well, if that's what you think, then...
You know that's true.
Really?
Yes. And, you know, Oma likes the cookies I brought her, too. She said, you've really made those good. She really enjoyed them.
Nice.
Yes. Bye-bye now.